Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So let's talk about augmented reality. If it's a term that's not familiar with you, you would have probably at least seen it in the movies.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's familiar to me only because I have been to the Art Science Museum. And you know that they have those great tours which involve, you can see animals and all kinds of things. It's very cool.
That kind of reminds me of, remember the game Pokemon Go?
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of like can see animals through your phone.
Yeah. I've yet to try Pokemon Go.
Don't bother.
All right.
You won't have a life.
Okay. Well, while the term might be unfamiliar to many, augmented reality or AR is one of the biggest technology trends right now. And it's only going to get bigger. It's because we have AR-ready smartphones and other devices. They're becoming more accessible around the world.
Yeah. Just recently, Apple's rumored AR wearables might have some fresh competition. You see, well-known leaker Walking Cat shared a pair of videos that apparently represent Samsung's conceptual vision for augmented reality glasses.
Are you kidding me? No. All right, I will stay away from those and Pokemon Go. Okay, the glasses light eyewear is aimed at everyday users, and it lets them watch movies, video chat, and even get work done without needing a big conventional display. That is wishful thinking.
Sure, but you know, they even have this sunglasses mode. Basically, you can tint when you're more interested in protecting your eyes than interacting with virtual screens.
All right, well, closer to home. I mean, this is quite something. Buzz AR, which is a Singaporean augmented reality startup, has announced that they have signed an MOU with Alibaba's smart city app affiliate CloudBay, I hope that I've pronounced that correctly, to accelerate their growth in China and APAC. Gosh, that sounds promising.
Yeah, you know what? This happens on the back of them crossing $1 million in revenue for the fourth quarter of last year. I mean, that ought to tell you how huge a potential AR is around the world. Well, we'll find out more right now from Bell Bay, who is the co-founder and CEO of Buzz AR. Bell, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Moni. Thanks for having us.
Wow, this is so interesting. Augmented reality. I'm curious, though, because you don't often talk to women in tech.
Mm.
What got you interested to get into this?
That's a great question.
Be the CEO of Buzz AR. Tell us more.
It's an interesting question. Like, I previously was actually from a legal background prior to diving into the spatial computing world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about 7 years ago, exactly like after Facebook acquired Oculus, then, I mean, the world started to notice the potential in this area. And personally, I went for my UC Berkeley master's program, major in law and technology. And again, I'm like exposed with so much potential in the spatial computing world. And I can only see that it will enrich the life of everyone. There are more applications to it. So I can see some in San Francisco at that time, like maybe about 3 years ago. But right now here, we are talking about real applications in Singapore, in China, or our newest market in Japan.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, Belle, I happen to be sitting opposite someone who's very interested in law and tech, so maybe you guys can talk after the show. But in the meantime, let's talk about some of the real-world applications for AR. Obviously, you got into this because you see there's huge potential here.
Right, exactly. So, for example, just talk about our collaboration with CloudBay. Right? So it's one of the most promising cloud in the world right now. So, in fact, they are the first network, like for example, cloud in China that combines 2C, 2G, and 2B. So I'm really impressed when they show us the tree map and the roadmap that they are building, be it with the government or with the industry players or with the citizens. It's crazy. Some applications, for example, I guess you guys have been talking about movies, right? For example, Minority Report is one of the crazy ones that Tom Cruise walk in and you can see all the personalized advertisement. That scene is actually happening in China right now.
Wow.
So yeah, it's crazy. Like all the imagination that I watch fancy movie as I grow up. It's quite crazy that I'm seeing all the fancy movie. It's happening right now. And China is definitely leading the way. Like I studied in the US, but I must say that when I get an exposure to what China is building, I must say, like, they are really, so far, the most aggressive nation. And I think we believe that for our work in Singapore, we will accelerate how, be it the business, how they take up this technology, or be it like how we serve the nation. For us here, Bus AR, we just want to allow all companies to build AR, whether it's for their own internal processes or for their customers, because we really want to democratize AR creation.
So hang on, you're saying that this idea of selling goods, for example, is something that you're seeing begin to take off in China using AR. But by extrapolation, we could see that here in Singapore. What sort of products in particular?
For us here, we work with a few stakeholders. Next few months, you will see our stakeholders, they are launching indoor navigation. The difference is that usually when someone enters a mall, let's say a mall setting, you usually go to a billboard. Then you try to remember, like, okay, from here, for example, like this watch shop, in order to go to Zara, yeah, you will have to remember like the dot where it goes, and you try to remember the whole route. But what we enable our stakeholders here is that you can just scan a QR code holding your phone, and information overlays on your mobile phone, and you navigate in real time with the map on your hand. And along the way, we are building in like music catalogs, or be like avatar, to make the whole navigating experience personalized. Moreover, we also apply personalized ads along the way, so you won't feel bored throughout the whole navigation process. Just try to imagine, like, if you're in a large venue, this will be a good way to navigate.
Bell, a lot of traditional businesses are wondering right now, it sounds great, it sounds complicated as well, but what's the cost involved in adopting AR as a tool?
Great question, Ryan. So prior to this, like maybe 3 years ago, it used to be very expensive. But right now, for example, the December campaign that I created for our client, it was only $5,000 as a start. He just gave us a toy, and we create from a toy to the 3D image and the whole storyboard of how to engage with their global audience. And within 2 weeks, we created from a toy to a complete web AR experience that this stakeholder eventually launched to their global audience.
So I'm wondering a bit more about this as a tool for media and marketing. How will AR affect social media marketing? Will it even do so?
On point. So for social network marketing, just going back to the web AR short link that we are able to create, I've seen some stakeholders just directly use the link that we created for them. They put it on their social media campaigns. So it used to be the case where you just put a photo, very one-dimensional when it comes to engaging with the users. Right now, by just one click, you are able to sort of like see a sneak peek. For example, they are launching it from home. You are able to see a sneak peek of what's happening at the physical space. So it sort of like engage the users, toy with their five senses, and it, as a result, the user knows the physical space better, and more often we have seen that the conversion happens. Like they are now more in tune to go to your venues right now.
Right. Bell, you guys have announced an MOU with Alibaba's smart city app affiliate Cloud Bay. It's with the aim of accelerating growth in China and Asia Pacific. You talked about how China was leading the charge when it comes to AI at the start of this interview. So then where does Buzz AR fit in? Are you playing catch up? What kind of a different proposition can you add to the China market?
Very good question. So Cloud Bay, this smart city industry player itself, is their position is in Nanning. So this province is, they hold an annual ASEAN Expo by China president. So it's really interesting that this is seemed to be like a gateway to get to ASEAN countries. So our collaboration, in fact, we don't really play the catch-up game. We work hand in hand. So they need our AR, which is also selected to be the finalist for the world largest AI expo in China this year. So we are the, after like thousands of competition, we are the one that empower wayfinding, indoor wayfinding at this largest AI expo. So we are very proud to represent Singapore for this expo. And they have seen the capability of our technology, be it like navigating with different forms of entertainment on top of it. They love that. They want us to help them with their ASEAN, China-ASEAN Expo. And at the same time, we are helping to empower the whole ASEAN, the whole ASEAN countries with not only AR, because AR essentially is just another way of communicating with users, right? Mm. We also learn from their big data experience, so we combine to serve our people here in ASEAN.
Right. So is that one of the reasons why you've chosen specifically CloudBay? Because this is a smart city app affiliate. And here we are in Singapore, which, you know, is to be a smart city. There are so many innovations that are going to take place here.
I would say, yeah, it's a direct hit. Why? For example, many people still thought like, oh, maybe China is leading for AI. But for AR, their 2020 spending has exceeded the world. Like the, so to put it in context, in 2024, AR spending will reach $21 billion in the world, except China. But in China alone, 2024, AR spending is reaching $20 billion. So one country spending, it's almost in equivalent to the whole world spending. And based on that, it's quite obvious that we need to look into China.
All right. Bill, I have a final question for you, and I'm curious about the implications of AR post-COVID-19. We've seen some of the applications right now, but how soon can we look forward to seeing things, like, in your opinion, things like meetings where you have holograms of people in front of you? You don't need to meet in person. We've seen some of that in major sports tournaments where post-match interviews features a hologram of the player, the tennis player or golf player. I'm sure it's very expensive, but how soon before all of that becomes affordable and implemented worldwide?
Yeah, very good question. So for like what you mentioned earlier on, prior to this interview, so Apple has rumors to say that they are going to launch Apple glasses. Everyone is watching at that, but it's most probably happening only in 2022. Based on all the signals. So how we have seen that, then it bounced back to the 3 billion mobile phone that we are holding. Mm. Because it's quite crazy that 3.58 billion mobile phones that we are holding, 3 billion, to be exact, is 3.04 billion phones are AR ready, but only 500 million are AR active right now. So to make it really affordable, we need everyone to start using AR. And as the demands go up, the price will come down.
Fantastic. We've been speaking with Bell Bay, who is the co-founder and CEO of Buzz AR. Bell, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you. Same to you. Stay safe, everyone.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.